thing to get your ass farther.
The Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, they're back with a new record, Gaslighter, after 14 years. Why the long time gone? Well, they wanted a break to raise their kids, among other things. But after a 2016 reunion tour, they felt the hunger again.
I was just so happy to get out of my house and away from, from my humdrum with my kids' life.
Marty McGuire, Emily Strayer, and Natalie Maines talked to me about the new album, using strong language in one instance. It's rooted, like their others, in their lives. Some failed relationships, some good ones, some anger, a lot of humor. McGuire says life experience never hurts your writing.
We're between the ages of 45 and 50. I'm the oldest, probably with the most baggage. But we've had relationships break up, marriages break up, different things happen in our lives just like everybody else. So when we write a song, it's not necessarily about one person. Maybe one line might be a contribution about somebody that did somebody wrong, you know, but it's never one thing. It's not all one bad man.
There's so many bad men.
And bad women.
And you can tell the girl who left your tights on my boat that she can have you now. Yeah, you can tell the girl who left your tights on my boat that she can have you now. You're gonna get what you got.
The new music is very much their music, the three-part harmony, angelic even when they're mad, a fiddle, a banjo, a mandolin. People still call them country, even though the country music industry canceled them in 2003 when lead singer Natalie Maines criticized President George W. Bush right before the U.S. invaded Iraq. Fans rebelled, country stations pulled their music. The thing is, banjo player Emily Strayer says they've always seen themselves as other than country.
We really did come up more through the acoustic bluegrass, through, you know, those channels. And so country was actually like this other world to us. And then once we got there, we kind of had to break down those walls so that we could get our instrumentation on the album. So it's just, we've always kind of had to buck the system a little bit to be who we were. And then once we were successful in country, then they welcomed us in and that was great. And then they kicked us out. So we don't really know where we land anymore.
Okay, let me ask you a question since you brought it up. And I'm just very curious. In 2003, the band got in trouble, right, with the public, I think is probably the best way of putting it. I guess I've always wondered, 17 years later, do you look back and think the pushback on us was so severe because we were identified as country music artists, because we were women who dared to say something unpopular among our fan base, or because it was 2003 and no one was doing that yet?
I'd say all of the above.
Okay.
Exactly.
The perfect storm.
We might all have a different answer.
This is Natalie. Yeah, you know, we were not the only people saying things. There was loads of people saying things.
Mm-hmm.
I think because we were in country music, we weren't supposed to be liberal, honestly. But, and then I think it was easy to bash us because we were women after the fact, but I've never been a believer that what happened to us was because we were women. I don't know. What are you, Marty, Emily, what do you guys say?
I always think there's a little bit of sexism in it, for sure. Especially in country music, that's still happening. Women are still treated like the second-class citizens in country music, even though, you know, we're not really entrenched in it right now. We hear about it all the time. A lot of them feel like they're underrepresented because they're women.
Never felt like that. We were at the top of the charts and played on every station. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying sexism didn't exist.
No, in the good times, but I'm saying if the criticism of us for what was said hadn't been wrapped in this misogynist rhetoric of, you know, you're sluts because you said that. I mean, to me, that is definitely geared towards a female.
Bimbos.
Right.
Bimbos.
Yeah,
all, of a sudden, we're bimbos because we differ with their political views.
Well, the aftermath was definite sexism. I'm just saying, do you think it happened because we were girls?
I think they like to put us in our place. Yeah, I do.
Wish I could go back and tell my younger self, you're a fighter, you just don't know it yet. So dig a little bit deeper and be a whole lot louder. And
were the Dixie Chicks from the late 1980s until last month. You dropped Dixie from your name. Why?
Thank goodness. It feels good. It feels liberating. Yeah. Well, okay, to be completely honest, we've always hated our name. We've always thought it was a silly
The whole time?
Name. Oh, yeah. We've hated our name. I remember I went to Southwestern University in Georgetown my freshman year, and one of the fraternities had a Dixie flag hanging in front. And I remember that was the first time I just kind of was like, I don't know why, but I have kind of like a weird feeling about that.
But really, you know, it was just I would say with what's going on right now, it was just kind of the last straw for what we were already feeling in our hearts. And I just have to say, I am so happy about it. And when people, you know, if people say something, I'll be like, well, you know, I'm just happy about it.
In researching this interview, I marvel at the number of music industry insiders who've told you not to do things, and then you've done them. And because you've done them, people end up loving you more. When you look back at how you made it through all this, do you feel pride? Do you look back and laugh?
I definitely look back with pride, just because we are ourselves and we're good people. And I think we're on the right side of history. And so, yeah, I feel proud. And I laugh a lot.
Emily Strayer, Marty McGuire, and Natalie Maines. Together they are the Chicks. Their new album is out today. It's called Gaslighter. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us. This was really a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
March to my own drum.